Hawaii at NAFCU's 50th annual conference. And look who I ran into, Filene's very own El Rey Almanza. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being here. What a great location.
No doubt. Yeah. No doubt. A little, not too shabby here. Hey, you're going to be presenting, is it today or tomorrow?
I am. I'll be on the stage in about an hour and a half.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Got you right before. All right. Yeah. You're going to be talking about trends and observations. Is this the topic you're going to be talking about?
Or yes. Well, the official title is Easy is the New Nice, I guess.
Okay.
Yes. And it relates to what are some of those trends and things that credit unions should be considering. And really asking this question to themselves about what type of experiences can we provide to members so they produce some progress on those things that are important to them given their circumstance. Mm-hmm. And that is always a challenge, right?
Yeah.
You can imagine how different it is to apply for a mortgage if you are a first-time home buyer and you are looking at, can I afford this? Is this really a good idea? Mm-hmm. Do I have enough money to still go out for dinner on Fridays?
Yeah.
It is very important. And it looks
lifestyle.
Really different.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It looks very different than when you're thinking on retirement and downsizing. Mm-hmm. And now it becomes a matter of not only am I competing against rates? You're considering, is this the right time for me? Is downsizing something that I should be doing? Yeah. I have all these great memories and all this stuff. So that is part of the decision of the members during that circumstance. I'm going through a loan application to downsize, mm-hmm. and I have to consider, what do I do with my stuff?
So where can credit unions help out in this? They can be like a total resource in this area, right?
Absolutely. Okay. One of the things that we have been investigating and studying is how can credit unions not only study what is important to members under these different circumstances, but maybe offer a loan that provides a six-month free window for storage, right? How cool would it be if a credit union can provide that type of service?
So that's very innovative. Yeah,
understanding what's happening in the member's life and trying to adapt to those things, looking for innovation from that perspective.
That's a total value add that nobody else is doing. Gosh, if you can do stuff like that, oh my gosh, I mean, that's like, you know, you're just spreading the word, like, hey, they did this on top of what I was asking for. So very cool. Yeah. So what are some other takeaways that attendees of your presentation can take back to their credit union and use right away?
We're looking at a study in effort. So for the last 12 years through I3, and I know you are familiar with the program, yeah. we've been talking about explore the problem first, and then we will spend time talking about the innovation. When we look at member effort, we're really looking at share those pain points. Let's study and dive really deep into what is the member going through, where are they finding that they need to apply some effort, and look at mitigating and eliminating some of that experience is what is going to bring the best value for our memberships and for the credit unions.
So how are credit unions going to benefit in this area? Obviously, just having more insight on how to serve their members in this area. Any other benefits there?
Looking at the future, it is not going to come down to having the best rate, right? And even the title of the presentation being Easy, being the New Nice, it really provides that shift on, yes, we can provide the best experience one-on-one when members are visiting one of our branches or spending time with us on the phone. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we don't have the chance anymore.
Right.
So how can we make things that members can just touch the credit union and move on with their lives in a way that is meaningful and not just an app that can do something for them.
Right,
it has
right.
to go beyond that.
Yeah.
What kind of value-added experience mm-hmm. can credit unions have?
Meaningful and memorable. That's
yes.
what that's the whole deal there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Definitely.
Anything else? I mean, what are kind of the goals here? Obviously, to make credit unions more aware of kind of being innovative in this area, kind of stepping outside the proverbial box, so to speak, and yeah. doing stuff that's different that will, again, make that experience memorable. Is that kind of the goal here?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. We're making a case for credit unions to study pain points, effort, and make that conscious decision of, we're going to be tracking it, we're going to be tracking this over time, and we're going to look at ways on how members can reduce that effort gap between how hard do I think is going to for me to do X today versus how easy was it after I concluded my transaction.
Yeah. Very cool.
Great message to end on. Elway, thank you so much for stopping by. I appreciate it. You guys at Filene are always cooking up something really cool up there, so it's always a pleasure having you guys on. So keep up the good work, all right?
Pleasure is ours.
Thank
you.
All right. Thank you, sir.